I don't need to tell you what time it is. You all know. If you're a regular Dollop listener, or even if you're not a regular Dollop listener, I mean, this moment is so epic in the David's Daily Digital Dollop calendar. I think you're all aware of what today is. Very exciting. I mean, it's all very well and good. The whole Spring Watch thing. That's been interesting. But nowhere near as interesting as what's in store today. Because it is time for the first time that I visit my, well, I use the word local. Well, it's not massively local, it's a mile away, and I have to walk to it, but my local cooperative shop. Actually, before I head out, I should really check that I've got some money. Oh yeah, I've got money. Anyway, what am I saying? Of course I've got money. I'm a folk singer. Right.
Turn admiring position.
I will be following instructions on my sat-nav, so if you're wondering what's going on.
Approaching a left turn on position acquired.
So just to let you know, you will be hearing the sounds of directional instructions by my sat-nav on my phone. So just to explain this for non-regular Dollop listeners or readers.
Continue straight.
Okay, I will.
Turn left on Halifax Road /A61.
Oh my God, I'm giving away where I live. The stalkers are going to know where I live.
Turn around and head north on Fox Hill Road.
Turn around.
Walk north on Fox Hill Road towards Pass on Crossroad.
Oh, I've gone the wrong way already. We've only just set off from the house. It's going to be a
straight.
Yeah, exactly.
On Fox Hill Road, in 71 yards, sharp right on.
You told me to continue straight. What are you on about? You just told me to continue straight, and then you told me I'd gone the wrong way, so I turned round, started walking the opposite direction. You told me to continue straight. It's not a good start. Where am I going? Could be a long dollop, this one. What am I doing now? Turn right. I just have turned right. Okay, I'll turn right again. I'm going to get run over there for crossing now. Well, it's going to be a long dollop. I've been out of the house for 2 minutes and I've gone completely the wrong direction. I hope you're ready for the long haul, people. I mean, I could split this into two parts. The walk to the co-op and then the actual co-op adventure. But, I mean, I'm not sure if people's nerves can take it. I mean, you've already had to wait a couple of weeks for this exciting occasion. So just to recap for non-Dollop regulars.
Turn around and head southwest on Aysgoth
Road. Oh, it's got to go the wrong way, apparently. This is absolutely ridiculous.
In 27 yards.
Tell me to turn round again. Right.
Fox Hill Road left at 2 o'clock and Winsford Road 5 o'clock.
Well, don't keep telling people where I live. Right, what do you want me to do?
Turn left on Fox Hill Road.
Turn left.
Pass and cross road 11 o'clock.
What?
Continue straight.
Continue straight? Well, always continue.
On Fox Hill Road.
Right.
12 yards. Slight left on pass and cross road.
Slight left.
Slight left on pass and cross road.
I think we might finally be on track.
Straight.
Okay, so anyway, we'll get. As I was saying, for non-Dollop regulars, the reason I'm heading to the cooperative shop, I've made frequent references to my encounters with staff in supermarkets, in the Sainsbury's supermarket. But Michael Wackington, a Dollop regular, commented to suggest that being a folk singer, that I should not be shopping at Sainsbury's, I should be shopping at the cooperative, being the folk singer that I am. You know, we sing all these songs of social conscience, and here I am shopping at Sainsbury's. So he suggested that I went to the cooperative instead, who do obviously all sorts of community projects and things like that, and have a more, maybe, cooperative, fairer stance when it comes to doing business. I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on Lord Sainsbury. He might be a lovely man, and he might do all sorts of great work. So, I've not done my research here. So, Michael's just saying I should go to the cooperative shop. He's a cooperative member. But the less said about his cooperative member, the better. But thank you very much for that, Michael. It was much appreciated. But I promised not to tell your wife. I said I'd just keep that between me and you, didn't I, Michael? Sorry about that. Literally between me and you. But anyway, I've not done my research. I don't know. For all I know, Lord Sainsbury might be the most philanthropic, benevolent man. But anyway, it's been suggested that I go to the cooperative. Michael's been trumpeting on about the cooperative for a long time on the Dollops. And so finally, I acquiesced. And this is the result of my acquiescence. It's quite an interesting sentence there. I don't think the man who was just past me was expecting, as he passed, to hear someone say, "This is the result of my acquiescence." This is the result of my acquiescence. He's probably looking round going, "What? What's the result of your acquiescence? I'm looking, but I can't see anything." So we'll be having a look. We're going to go at the cooperative and we're going to see how cooperative they are, firstly. Because one of the reasons I got Sainsbury's, other than the fact that it's quite local, they've got a lot of staff on hand to help. And being blind, I need someone to go around the shop with me. And the question is, will the cooperative be cooperative? Will they be able to help me get some things around the shop? That's the first question. Also, I need to know whether they have things like almond milk. If they don't have those, then it's a no-go. You can be as socially enterprising as you want. And I've always said this. I'm all for supporting community projects. If that comes at the price of me not getting me almond milk, I'm sorry. For all the songs that we sing of social conscience and that kind of thing, there's a limit. And not having almond milk is that limit. I'm not prepared to... Oh, there's someone who recognises me. Yes, it is David Eagle. You're right. Yes. Someone peeping the horn there. A Dollop fan, presumably. Oh, I have to turn right. Which means I need to cross this road. Maybe that's... I've just gone past the crossing. Maybe that's what the person was peeping about. He knows where I'm going. He's a Dollop listener. He knows where I'm going. And he was saying, he's obviously going to the cooperative. He's gone past the place where he needs to go. We just thought we'll peep it on. Maybe there's people following me. There's people following me on my journey, kind of really excited, kind of taking photos. Maybe there's like a live Twitter feed going on right now. All very excited. It's a big day. I mean, people are probably taking days off work. It's a big day for a lot of people. You know, taking the day off work so they can go and follow me around. And like, you know, when people support the London Marathon runners or something like that. I think it's the equivalent for people. So you'll hear a lot of people peeping their horns. Maybe even a few people chanting my name and things like that. A lot of people won't be doing that. If you think, oh, there's not really that many people, David, peeping their horns or chanting your name or encouraging you or cheering, that's because they respect the Dollop and they realise I'm recording and they don't want to disrupt the Dollop recording. So they're not chanting and peeping out of respect. But a few drivers and people just cannot contain their excitement, and so...
Turn right on Southie Green Road, go through two roundabouts.
I have to go through two roundabouts. That's not filling me with much confidence, Michael. To get to Sainsbury's, I merely have to walk in a straight line. This wants me to cross some roundabouts. I'm not sure about...
Straight.
Oh, now I have to continue straight. Continue straight, there's a dead end. This stupid thing. Right, I'll walk past the... It's not an easy route, this, Michael. Michael Wackington, the Co-op aficionado and proponent, member of the Co-op, has commented and said he will warn the staff in advance if I like, so that they can give me an extra special service. I do not want that, Michael. I do not want extra favours. I want to go in there as an ordinary member of the public, which is going to be difficult because I've been on Spring Watch and people will recognise me. So it's going to be difficult. I might have to go in with a disguise because, you know, that's going to happen now, isn't it? I mean, it's not a proper test now. It's not a true test because I'm going to go in and go, oh my God, it's the man from Spring Watch. We best give him special service. In fact, they'll probably be like, we don't even sell almond milk, but he wants almond milk. Right, we're going to quickly get a car, go down to Sainsbury's, pick up some almond milk quickly and bring it back to him and just sell it for him because, you know, and just give it for free because, you know, we want him to keep coming back because it's great to have someone of his stature and his status in our shop. Rerouting. I've gone the wrong way. I've got lost again, Michael. Approaching head anti-clockwise. Right. How do you... Head anti-clockwise. I'll try my best to head anti-clockwise. I'm heading anti-clockwise, but where do I go? Ow. Can you have a word with the cooperative, Michael, and ask them, maybe one of their community projects could be to move a little bit closer to where I live. As this is, yeah, I do want special treatment, actually, because I've no idea where I'm going. I'm just walking around roads now. It tells me head anti-clockwise on a roundabout, but it doesn't seem to really be a path.
Rerouting.
I've gone the wrong way again. Could have got there and back from Sainsbury's by now. But we continue. Let's not be dispirited. Let's... Oh, there's another fan. I could have just pretended, couldn't I? I could have gone to Sainsbury's, pretended it was the cooperative, and you wouldn't have known. Maybe I should just do that. Obviously, I'll edit this bit out if I do. I feel as if I should do like an Eddie Izzard and be like, broadcasting this, you know, tweeting about it. So I'm streaming live on the internet. If you want to watch me, walk to my local co-op. It's not really that local. I'm doing it to support community projects. The things I do for a fairer society. This is a harrowing journey. I hope people appreciate this. This is a harrowing experience. I mean, we really should be putting some classical music over the top of this. A blind man's harrowing journey to support a fairer Britain, a fairer society by walking to his nearest cooperative all of a mile away. He could have gone to his Sainsbury's, only 0.2 of a mile away, but not this man. A crusader for equality and social justice. And that, ladies and gentlemen, as I yet again have to cross another roundabout, as I have to manoeuvre my way around roadworks in the sweltering heat, that, the knowledge of that, is what keeps me going. The knowledge of why I'm doing this, what I'm doing this for, what it represents, keeps me going. Oh, I'm nearly getting... Oh, the car has just literally had to swerve there in order to avoid me. I nearly got run over, but I will continue. I'm not joking either. I stepped out into the road and there was a car. Did actually have to swerve past me there.
Destination
11 o'clock, east, in 237 yards. Only 237 yards to go. The classical music increases in intensity. As I'm now, let me just paint the picture. It is only 237 yards to go, but there's quite a hill that I'm walking up right now. This is quite a hill that I'm having to walk up. And bear in mind as well, I have a coat on and it's pretty hot outside. So let's intensify that classical music to reflect the grueling nature of this journey. A blind man walking up a hill. But we're getting closer. Remember, think of those community projects, David. Think of those community projects. It keeps me going up this hill as the sweat pours from me. Oh, think of all of those worthy causes.
East, 145 yards.
145 yards to go. I can do this. Ramp up that classical music. I'm getting there. This is emotional. Have your tissues at the ready.
East,
124 yards to go. I can do this. 103 yards to go. But the drama continues. We've reached more roadworks. 95 yards to go. I've gone the wrong way. I've gone the wrong way after all that. Oh, God. I've got to go for another roundabout, Michael. I've got to go for another roundabout. Where am I going?
Take the first exit on Southie Green Road, heading east in 15 yards.
Okay.
Right, northeast, heading east,
I don't know. I'm only 88 yards away, but there's a massively busy road to cross. Oh, I keep trying to cross, but there's more cars. I'm not even sure where to cross. I'm not even sure which way to turn. It just tells me to take the second exit, but the second exit in which direction? I mean, there's no lights or anything. Right. I'm going to cross. It seems clear. Clear-ish. Right, I'm on the roundabout. No, but there's no path. It's just grass. There's no actual path there, so that's obviously not where I'm meant to go. I might be stood here for quite a while. Okay, I've obviously done some editing. I've been stood here now for 5 minutes, and the cars have been relentless.
That's stuck in an island, mate.
Are you sorry?
That's stuck in an island.
I am stuck on an island, I know, yeah.
Come on, mate.
I'm heading towards the cooperative shop.
Co-op, that's what it was.
The co-op, excellent.
Yeah. I'll take the audio, mate. I'm with you in a sec.
There we go, right.
This is co-op.
We're at the co-op, we've arrived. Well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate, that you co-op.
Excellent. Okay, so we're in the co-op shop now. It'll be interesting to know whether there is anybody on hand to help me get some stuff. It's not as big as Sainsbury's, but chances are it's going to be a bit inconvenient for them, but will they be cooperative? That's what we're asking right now.
You all right, darling?
Hello, is there anybody at hand to help me get a few things?
Yes, I see you, I can help you.
All right, there we are. Cooperative by name, cooperative by nature. Excellent.
My dad.
Right, do you have almond milk?
Almond milk, do you want it fresh or do you want it like the UHT milk?
Yeah, the fresh will be fine,
fresh.
Yeah.
How many would you like? The £1.85.
Okay, well, I'll get a couple of those. I maybe should have got those at the end, really, shouldn't I? Because they're the heaviest. But never mind.
Never mind, don't worry. Yeah. We've got big arms.
Excellent. I need to get some grapes and blueberries if you've got them.
Yes, it's the
swimming. I keep saying if you've got them. I mean, I don't know why I'm doubting it here.
We've got them. That's in last summer's had a fruit crate.
Well, I can't remember the last time there was a fruit crate in Sheffield, but...
Chocolate crate, maybe. Would you like red or green apples, my love?
Apples?
Not apples, grapes.
I think they're playing like the power of suggestion there, sort of just trying to get me to get apples. I don't know. I don't really know the difference, because I never know what colour I'm eating when I'm eating it, so...
Well, I prefer green.
Well, I'll go for that then. There you go. Don't worry, I won't come back and hold you responsible. Excellent. Some blueberries,
some
please.
Blueberries, we've got those.
Excellent. Not too many more things, but... Oh, thank you very much. Cherry tomatoes.
Some cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. Those. I don't know whether the lettuce and things is around here, is
got
it?
Lots of lettuce, yeah. Lettuce.
Do you know where the gherkins would be, actually?
Gherkins.
Yeah, the things that's like only like a jar rather than a fresh thing,
today,
isn't it? Yeah, well, I have, yes.
We haven't got any gherkins.
Do you have portobello mushrooms?
The big massive ones?
Yeah,
no, we haven't.
You don't have them. I'll get some bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Right, we've got one at £1.10 and it's unsmoked rindless.
Okay, that should be fine, I think.
Got our own at £2.09. Might as well go for a cheaper option, ain't you?
I suppose. Well, that's not on message, that, but we'll pretend. I won't tell anyone. Have you got caramelised onion chutney, actually?
We haven't, my love, no.
You haven't? Okay. That's everything. So thank you very much.
No, come on, I'll walk you down to the till. We'll pack
okay.
It up for you.
Thank you very much.
You want to pass your bag and I'll
pack it. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, there's a sock in there. But right, just in case you're wondering what I'm doing with the sock.
Oh, it's okay.
I left it in by accident. I don't normally do it. It's not like a lucky sock that I carry around. I've been travelling and I forgot to unpack that.
Have you travelling anywhere nice?
I've been down Suffolk doing, I'm in a folk group.
£11.91
Okay, thank you.
That's your £5 note there. Yeah,
thank you.
And that's your change, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next, please.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, bye. They were very cooperative, I have to say. Very cooperative. Not only did they get me straight away, there was no hesitation. Straight away, got me the stuff. As well as that, she even packed the bag for me. I'm going to give them 10 out of 10 for cooperativeness. I'm awarding them on points for the almond milk. They had that, but they didn't have gherkins or caramelised onion chutney. So, I mean, they've lost a few points there, whereas Sainsbury's clearly would have had those things. There you go, Michael. Hopefully that was exciting for you. You can maybe play this in your AGM. I know you are a cooperative member, so maybe you could play this at the next cooperative AGM. There's good research there. And maybe put on the agenda of any other business. Lack of gherkins and caramelised onion chutney. See if you can get that sorted out. That'd be brilliant. Right. I also thought it was quite nice as well that she pretended not to know who I was. Because she must know that I'm a bit self-conscious about everyone knowing who I am, and people are always asking me about what was it like being on Springwatch, and, you know, how do you have the inspiration on a daily basis for the things that you write about on the dollops and that kind of thing. All the usual questions that I get, you know, will you say your catchphrase? I wouldn't imagine it would taste very nice, I've got to keep saying, and that kind of thing. It's just nice not to have that, and I think that was it was an extra level of cooperativeness that she did there. So that was really nice. And the way she pretended as well, when I said that I'd been down Suffolk, she was like, all right, whereabouts have you been and what have you been doing? You know, she knew full well what I'd been doing, but pretended not to. So I could have an ordinary conversation and pretend not to be a folk singer. I didn't even have to mention the dollops or anything like that. So I thought that was really nice that she did that as well. Oh, I've got a bit of excitement here.
No way.
Right. There you go. They're still having an argument. I could go back and we could listen to the arguments. This journey's already taken long enough. And I think we've had enough drama anyway for today. I mean, I don't think we need any more drama, to be honest. I don't know if people can take any more drama. Well, I have to say, I'm nearly home, and that journey was absolutely painless. No problem whatsoever getting home. Well, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Might be a little bit of an anticlimax after that, but I'll try and think of something just as interesting. It's going to be challenging, but I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but I'll see what I can do. Oh, my God. I'm drenched with sweat. Oh, what do you think about that, Chloe, eh? Oh, Chloe, by the way. I got a message from Chloe, got a comment from Chloe, who said that she's catching up with the dollops, and she says she very much enjoys the character that I have created around her. Character, Chloe. Character. We all know it's based on the truth. Thank you very much for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Oh, God. It's my groupie again in the bed applauding. I'm sorry, I haven't got enough energy. It's been a long, sweltering walk. I don't have enough energy, sorry. Oh, no, sorry. I'm surprised you've got any energy after the last time anyway. Anyway, too much information. Apart from for you, Chloe, obviously. I'm sure you'd like a little bit more. You could be one of the groupies if you want. All you've got to do is lie in my bed and applaud now and again. And lie back and think of Hartlepool. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.